Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events that you need to know about coming up in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you, Davey Hartzell. How's your afternoon going, man?
Home stretch. Here we go.
That's it. We're pretty much at the weekend.
Yes. So excited.
Yes. And we've got a good show here for you today.
Extremely. Yes.
We've got a great show. Special guest sitting in studio. We'll introduce you to him in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But first, do want to remind you that our friends at Beaver Toyota help us put this show on each and every day. Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine offers so many solutions for the customer looking for a new or pre-loved vehicle. They have an extensive inventory of cars, trucks, vans, crossovers, SUVs, all of it, all ready for you. Don't just take our word for it. You can browse their extensive inventory of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at beavertoyota.com or just head to the dealership. The staff is 100% dedicated to customer satisfaction, and they are here to work with you on all of your vehicle needs. Beaver Toyota provides solutions also for individuals who are looking for vehicles under $15,000.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Super rare.
Super rare these days, man. So go check them out. They are Beaver Toyota right off of US 1, and they are here to wow you.
Yeah. Speaking of wow you, I got to tell you, go look at the link that I'm just about to put into comments right now. That is the Donors Choose link. They are matching dollar per dollar for these teachers in St. John's County School District on different classroom initiatives. It's pretty amazing. So if you guys want to help out some teachers out there, Beaver's going to match your donation all throughout this month. It's pretty awesome.
So impressive.
Man, yeah.
That they're doing that. Awesome folks down there. Speaking of awesome folks, they're keeping us cool and they're about to be keeping us warm.
Yeah.
Our friends at...
I was like, take it away. I was like an all-arounder, and then you were like, oh, yeah.
All-American Air for 42 years. All-American Air has been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units. They do preventative maintenance service agreements, new construction installations, and equipment replacement with their high-efficiency Lennox systems. We recommend you couple that with their iComfort Ultra Smart Thermostats, which are going to save you money and keep you cool or warm. Again, coming up, give them a call today. They are the experts here in St. John's County, 904-461-0070. All right, Davey, where are we starting off today, sir?
Okay, times people stood out so comically, someone had to just share their pics online in this online group. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, boy.
All right. Our first one today is lottery winner claims jackpot in scream mask so his relatives don't recognize him.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea, actually. Not bad.
Probably what I would do.
Yeah. Next up, my buddy was told he could wear a costume in this meeting of the minds here.
He's the guy in the shark costume, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Otherwise, that's stolen valor. Yeah, we don't want to promote that.
Next up is Domino's. That's the team picture there.
Okay.
Could you imagine? I would be the guy, the pizza guy.
Look at that guy. He's got the best one.
Yeah, it's the best outfit. Next up is dad retiring in 2005. I don't know how my older sister got into the Pentagon with that hair.
Look at they were in the Pentagon.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Wow. Jeez. Yeah, the Pentagon didn't like me walking up near them with a beard.
Wow, this one's like a punk rock palm cream. They weren't going to mess with her.
No, they were not. I guess not, man.
Next up, everybody's got different kind of emotions on this ride. Take a look at the clown in the front.
Wow.
You do that
just for the photo op, right?
He planned that,
I hope.
Dude, look at the guns on that guy.
Hey, seriously, man. Yeah, I'm not messing with the angry clown
over
there.
Next up, I have a friend that insisted on dressing up like a clown for his family pic when he was 8. It's my favorite pic ever.
I love it. He looks like a gangster clown
He's got the pose.
I wish I would have thought of that. I wish I would have thought of that when I was a kid.
Next up, at least they're all still smiling.
Hey!
That's all right.
All right.
Everybody's happy.
That's it, man.
You'll love this next one. I can carry. I can do both at the same time.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Really? He's got a big gulp.
Of Mountain Dew.
Let's hope that's Mountain Dew.
Well, he needs the caffeine to hold up to everything. Next up, when you know you showed up to the wrong Civil War.
Yeah. That's a stormtrooper.
Yes.
That is a stormtrooper.
Hey, I know a guy from the South, Bubba Fett.
Yeah.
Next up, look at this. Here it is, a school picture. That's it for prom.
Oh, wow. Is he Sting from the WWF there?
Maybe.
That's an interesting choice.
Very passionate.
Yep.
And our last one today, when you play the game with the joke weapons but still score the top of the leaderboard and to win the game for your team, Doodoo the Clown is the hero.
Oh, old Doodoo the Clown.
That's such a special time.
In history. We're hiring him for the next party we're throwing here from 9-1-4 Now.
Remember the clown? Did you ever see the movie Uncle Buck?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man, Jim Candy. John Candy. Woo, pull it together. But seriously, there's a clown that shows up, and he literally socks him in the face because he came to the kids' party drunk. It's a hysterical scene. That reminded me of Due to the Clown.
All right.
Holding it together on this Friday. Yes.
Well, the stars are not holding it together. I will tell you that. The stars are communicating with us here today, and they want us to deliver some horoscopes out there to our listeners. So we've got Pisces, that's me, and Gemini on deck today.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, this Gemini one is disturbing. Clay, could we get some horoscope music, please, sir? It is. Very, very nice.
Who's you right now?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Our guest is looking around like, what?
Yeah.
Not everybody can hear the music. The stars only deliver us the music.
Yeah. I'm just a frequency. I don't, yeah.
Pisces, here we go. Here's where we're starting. You may not be winning any races, but you've done amazingly well for someone who has their shoelaces tied together. Yeah. It's not how you win races.
No.
Next year, try some Velcro sneakers and see how far that can take you.
Do the crisscross. You got to do the crisscross. Yeah.
Yes. You can get those at Walmart.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, Gemini, here we go. Gemini. That wasn't his finger.
Oh.
In every life, a little rain must fall. But you've been swamped for so long, you have barnacles.
Oh. Exfoliate.
Growing on
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's rough.
That's chafe.
A lot of rain.
That's a lot of chafe.
A lot of rain in you.
Some ball necks.
Oof. All right, man, we got to vibe up after those.
Please help. Those were rough.
We do that with our friends at Vibe Nutrition.
Woo!
I love their lit teas, man. I'm drinking these every single day, as you guys know. You see them on the desk every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And energy, clarity, focus, all contained in this little old cup. And they've got so much more to offer there as well, not just their lit teas, which are delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
I love these things. They've got their protein shakes. They've got their protein donuts.
Yeah.
That are now being duplicated all around town.
I know. I saw that.
You see that, man.
But you got to go to the OG, yeah.
That Vibe's the trendsetter out there. Mm-hmm. Also, they do Waffle Wednesday. Those waffles are delicious. And they're back open until 5 o'clock now.
The extended hours.
Which is
good.
Yeah, yes, nicer. Extended hours. 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So go check them out. You got plenty of time. Vibe Nutrition, they're right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue.
And Panache, every guest, every time. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference, their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort, devotion to innovation, and artistry. They're focused on making your day continually raising the bar, and they also are proud to align with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices. Its high fashion aesthetic also shares Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, man. Let us introduce you to a very special guest that we have here in studio today. His name is Matt Cruz, and he is a board trustee here in Northeast Florida for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Mr. Cruz, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to start off with, for people who may not know out there that are watching.
Absolutely. You know, I noticed in the green room, you guys had a couple Funko Pops. Mm-hmm. And
yes, we do.
Looked
just
like,
a couple.
You know, popular were some of those comic book characters, mm-hmm. right? So if I think about this story about Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I can think about it a little bit from that framing, right? A little bit about villains and heroes. And I think about cancer first, right? Cancer... Right. Blood cancer in particular has just a huge impact in the U.S. One of the things that I was alarmed to learn as I started to learn about the leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma is 1.3 million Americans today are battling that cancer.
Wow.
Every wow, that's 3 minutes.
A big number. Yeah.
Every 3 minutes, there's a new diagnosis. And unfortunately, 5 years in, one-third of those have passed and are no longer with us. So I couldn't think of a more villainous story to kind of lead off with than that one.
Yeah.
Blood cancer is with all of us, and it affects many of us. In fact, I lost my grandfather to leukemia. So it's a personal story for me as well. So if we go back in time, every good superhero has an origin story.
Sure.
Right? 1944, in the midst, at the very end of World War II, one family in New York lost their teenage son, he was 16 years old, to leukemia. Mm. And through that loss, really a mission and a movement was born. They wanted to bring awareness to cancer. It was relatively new at that time. It wasn't something that we had a ton of research going into. There weren't a lot of cures. So they really went after it, and they locally organized their hospitals, the doctors they knew, every bit of the state Congress that they could get in touch with, and they started really a whole effort to bring awareness to it and ultimately to fund research. And that's how LLS was born.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And now how did you get involved with the society?
Well, as is the way with LLS, they make a big corporate push. In amidst of the fundraising that they do, you've got local, you've got national campaigns, and then you often have corporate campaigns. And so through the company that I work for, FIS, we got involved when one of our senior executives was diagnosed with leukemia.
Wow.
So as she was battling it, we wanted to support her, and every year there's a campaign called Team in Training. Mm. It takes a lot of different forms, but the one that affects our area the most is the Walt Disney World Marathon. So teams form through the year. It's usually about June through January.
It's amazing.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And they are all there to raise funds for the battle against cancer. And so ultimately, I got my first start being a part of one of those teams and racing a half marathon in Disney.
So fun.
So awesome. That was 2012, the first time I got involved.
Super cool experience, right? They have a whole department just for those races.
They do.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They do.
Wow. Awesome. Very cool. So, what does screening look like for these diseases? And is there a certain age where people, this needs to be popping up on people's radar saying, okay, let me get checked out?
Really, people of all ages ultimately are affected by blood cancer. And in fact, we see some of the greatest impact overall to children. And one of the reasons that children are so adversely impacted is the types of cures and the types of treatments that they have available were originally designed for adults. And so as you can imagine, they're like industrial strength and they leave long-term impacts on kids. So no, it doesn't affect one age group more than another. And realistically, I would encourage everyone, it's about establishing with your primary care physician an annual physical routine. That blood work that's happening is an opportunity for you to be screened for blood cancers.
Is it genetic? Okay. I mean, a lot of times, like breast cancer, they can, you know, they can service it before it actually takes over. So is this something that, is it genetic that's...
It does run in families. That is one precursor. Okay. It's one reason why I've always carried cancer insurance in addition to my health insurance.
Interesting.
It's one of the things I'm most concerned about because of my family history.
So can you do things, are there preventative measures that you can get ahead of if there's a storm ahead?
Mm. Well, I think like most cancers, there are certain pre-existing or conditions that can contribute. So in terms of your lifestyle, so avoiding smoking, having a balanced diet, balance in alcohol consumption, all of these things are triggers that can lead to a blood cancer diagnosis. But I would say more than anything, it's about early detection, and that leads to the opportunity for treatment. The good news is, through efforts like the ones led by LLS, the research and the results have delivered new treatments. And those new treatments are highly effective, much more so than they were back in 1944.
Oh, that's great.
So really, it's about detection early and then ultimately getting into a treatment plan.
Yeah. And being proactive. I love that, too. Being proactive about your diet and everything.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That all goes into the formula.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have an event coming up on November 10th.
Sure.
Correct. This is the Light the Night event. Going to be in downtown Jacksonville. Tell me a little bit about this. This sounds like a beautiful event.
Yeah, it's one of the most awesome opportunities to kind of experience something special. I like to think of it as really a magical event. It's the first time we're doing it in person since the pandemic. So it's really, we're expecting it to be an awesome turnout. Downtown Jacks, November 10th. Here's the scene. You get down there, and there's a reception area. We're going to hear from some of our honored heroes, people who are actually going through this battle right now, people who have made it to the other side and who are celebrating that success.
That's powerful.
We light lanterns. We've got three colors, and the colors represent survivors, those that we've lost and that we're remembering, and the general battle against blood cancer. You see, I've got a lapel pin on today. Red's the color. It's really because it's my favorite color. Not really. It is. But no, it, you know, it really represents that that fact that most cancers and their treatments are born in our blood, right? So we carry it there, and the opportunity to find a cure is there. So that's the reason for the red dot.
Oh, okay.
So as we light those lanterns, we walk downtown, 3 miles. It's a circuit. It goes over the Main Street Bridge and then returns back to the area there that used to be the landing. That's now that beautiful park area. And it's just an opportunity for us to kind of celebrate together. And I think for your audience in particular, who maybe has never heard of Leukemia Lymphoma Society, it's an opportunity to connect with that mission. Sure. Totally free of charge.
Awesome. Awesome. That's huge. And that's important for the mission, correct?
Absolutely.
Just raising awareness.
Yes.
Get as many people out there as you possibly can.
No doubt.
Okay, good deal. How long have you guys been doing this?
Light the Night, gosh, it's a campaign that's, I think, been going on for at least 15 years. I think it could be longer. It's a good one. I don't have that stat on me, so I'm not going to be able to give you the exact. But it's a long-standing campaign, similar to the team and training campaign that I talked about. One of the newer ones is the one I'd love to kind of spotlight a little bit, which is called Visionaries of the Year.
Yes.
So let's pick up on my theme again of our origin story and our, you know, heroes in the story. Let's think about something like the Avengers, right?
Okay.
Bringing a group of people together to accomplish a huge goal. Mm-hmm. That's what Visionaries of the Year is all about. So it's a campaign, 10 weeks, where one individual organizes a team. That's our visionary. So I think of that person a bit like Ms. Marvel or maybe like Tony Stark, right? There's your hero taking front and center stage. But in order to be successful, they need to bring people along with them, which, if you think about it, fits with this whole theme. Let's go in and create awareness of blood cancer. Let's create avenues for research, and let's fund that fight. So in that 10-week period, they create a fundraising network. And ultimately, the person who raises the most funds through that team effort wins the crown of Visionary of the Year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
There's a gala event then that crowns that that champion at in May. And so it is just, again, one of those kind of special opportunities to recognize, again, the people who are going through the battle. We call those our honored heroes. And then as well, those people who are so dedicated to finding a cure.
So who was the honoree last time?
We had two winners last year. So we actually had from ViStar a member who won, and then from FIS we had a man of the year. His name's Sunil Ancha. So we had two winners in years past, a man and a woman.
And I think the ViStar is Michelle Nemeth from St. Johns County. So that's amazing.
You are correct.
We got to get our winners in St. Johns County. That's exciting.
Wow, nice.
So fun.
And
so
you guys are trying to make sure you have a good presence here in St. Johns County, correct?
Absolutely. It'd be great to get more of St. Johns County involved. It's an opportunity, like I mentioned. It affects everyone in the U.S. It has a huge impact in Northeast Florida. What we didn't talk about, which I think might be relevant to our St. John's listeners, is just what's going on here in Northeast Florida. Beyond the campaigns that I talked about, LLS is funding actual research here. So last year, $15 million was raised and distributed into research that's happening at UF Shands, Mayo Clinic. Another $20 million to Northeast Florida families to help with co-payments and for patient assistance during their treatment.
Hey, that's awesome.
So that's like real work that's happening in our town. This isn't something that is just a national campaign that kind of disappears off into, you know, a spreadsheet someplace.
Yeah, that's real money helping real people right here at home.
I love that.
So important. So where can people find you guys? Where's your home base, website, all that stuff?
So LLS.org is one, and we can also supply a direct link to the Light the Night. So on that webpage, you can find a link to the Light the Night campaign here in Jacksonville.
Great.
You can sign up for that. Again, I want to just say sign up is free. It's absolutely free. You can come out and walk, and I think that's a great way to get introduced. If you've never heard of Leukemia Lymphoma Society, come on out on that event.
Yeah.
I'll be there. A number of our LLS representatives will be there. So we'd love to see you out at that. That'd be a great place to connect.
And people can talk to you guys and ask questions and just figure out more about what you do, right?
That's what it is. All
about. Awesome.
Awesome.
And then, I shouldn't ever not say you can donate, right? So let's say sure, you don't want to come out, you don't want to walk, you don't want to join a team, but you want to help fund the fight, you can do that as well. And that can be done one time. It can be done on a recurring basis, however you'd like to do that.
And all from the website, right?
Yep, all from the website.
Great. And can they sign up to be part of the March Through May campaign there as well, the Visionaries of the Year?
They can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yep.
Cool.
St. John's County. We have to defend our title.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's get some candidates from St. John's.
Yes.
Some people with panache.
That's it.
There you go.
We got it. Perfect.
He's good at this.
He's amazing.
You want to do a podcast anytime soon? Matt Cruz, thank you so much for making the trip out here to see us and informing our audience about what you guys got going on. It's so important. And I hope a lot of people take advantage of coming out and seeing you guys and learning more about what you do.
Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to spread the word.
Awesome. Of course. Thanks,
of
Matt.
Of course. Wow.
Yeah.
Important stuff.
Important. It was a great learning lesson, too. Like, I literally was a sponge just soaking it all up because I had no idea. I had no idea this group existed. So this is amazing.
And very eye-opening.
Think huge for St. John's County, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Speaking of huge for St. John's County.
Here we go.
Our friend Mark Bailey at the Bailey Group. He is the president of the Bailey Group, of course. Has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance benefits and financial strategies to companies and employees across the U.S. while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Check in with them today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chess. That was the first year they raised $48,000. The United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way of St. John's is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most. And they find partners that share the vision, that have energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
Yes, sir. All right, Davey, we got some events coming to town, don't we?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, man.
So High Tide Gallery is having Tuesday on the Boulevard again.
Okay, this is a fun one.
It is. It's a lot of fun. So save the date Tuesday. It's nice. Tuesday evening, September 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. They're featuring 50 local artists and a large selection of stone art and jewelry. Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So come rock out at High Tide Gallery on Anastasia Boulevard.
I was just painting rocks yesterday with my goddaughter.
Oh, was that fun?
It was messy.
Are you going to, like, hide them, like, throughout the town?
Possibly.
That could be fun.
It could be fun.
It's a great game.
I'll have to think about that.
You know who's a specialist
now
with that? Ask Jenna from Great Expectations.
Oh,
She has a whole subgroup, and they're so cool. They get together, and they paint these. Yeah, it's
that's
really
a big
fun
deal, man. People take that very seriously. They love doing that.
Hey, guess what? The Fall Craft Market, save the date, October. Got a lot going on October 8th. We got a lot on October 8th, y'all.
Yeah, we do. That's a big date,
big day. The event is 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. This is a fall craft market over at Coconut Barrel. So if you are a vendor, a local vendor, give them a shout, and then they will feature some of your items. But yeah, everybody loves this one. It's a good, like, crafty, kind of fall themed. You'll be a lot of pumpkins and pumpkin spice and everything nice.
That's all you got to say this time of year. There'll be pumpkin spice, and everybody's going to flock to it.
So, yes. All right. Next up, we've got Improv Comedy Night at Ancient City Brewing.
Okay.
So that's coming up. The Venture Project presents improv comedy over at Ancient City. The show will be completely made up on the spot, so remember to bring your suggestions with you. Bring your own snacks, sandwiches, and appetizers, whatever you need. Show starts at 6:30 p.m., $10 advance or $13 at the door. For more information, go to adventure-project.com.
Very good, man.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff coming up as usual. Davey, thank you for compiling those.
Absolutely, sir.
Special thanks again to our special guest here, Matt Cruz, for joining us this afternoon. And hey, Clay, thank you for pressing all the buttons back there. We appreciate it. Killing it week in and week out. That does it for our week.
All right.
Great week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And we will talk to you Monday.
Bye, everybody.